Firearm deer opener is tomorrow. Let's head out to Knutson's Recreational Sales and Service. Tom Knutson joins us. You all ready to go, Tom?
I think we are, Greg. I think we're pretty much ready for tomorrow.
How are you assessing the weather?
You know, it's supposed to be a little damp, they say, but you know, that's not uncommon. We've encountered all different versions over the years, whether it be snow or 70 or darn near 80 at one time. So, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be tomorrow, and guys will need to get out and either weather it or stay home. Mm-hmm. One of the two.
How about the deer population, Tom? I assess it driving to work here out here on Glenshire, and I just have not seen as many deer this year.
Well, Greg, we got a couple things going on. You know, we have you know, we're just starting to come back from the EHD outbreak of about 5 years ago, where we lost a lot of deer throughout the state. Mm-hmm. And we're just starting to come back from that, and EHD reared its ugly head for a little bit this fall. Not near as bad as 5 years ago, but enough to do a little bit of damage in certain concentrated pockets. As a whole, I'm hearing the same kind of thing from a lot of hunters as they walk in the door, that they're just not seeing the deer, you know, that they're used to seeing. And of course, we're not going to see the deer that we saw, you know, 10, 15 years ago. Those monsters, the state has done what they wanted to do to reduce that herd. EHD helped them out greatly 5 years ago, and then without cutting back on doe permits, it allowed to maintain the lower deer herd. So we'll have to see. Definitely it doesn't seem to be as strong, but there's still a lot of deer out there, and not to worry. There's plenty to go around for everybody.
Anything the hunters need to know? Anything new, Tom?
Nothing really new. You know, just to be safe. The one issue that we have going out there that can be is a little worrisome, you know, for the future is, you know, the use of those straight wall cartridges, guns that are, you know, rifles, true rifles, in basically using handgun ammunition. There's a gun that's called the 450 Bushmaster that is quite the heavy duty weapon for deer hunting. As long as you're up in a tree and have the angle that you're shooting and know where you're shooting, everything will be fine. It's just, you get a little worrisome when you get into, you know, long shots, flat terrain, where there could be issues that way.
It seems our safety record has been pretty good the last few years anyway.
Yeah, Greg, I think it has been, very much so. I'm a little worried on that as well. You know, the state has changed some of the ways that they go about that with this mentoring program and the apprentice program, with giving licenses before taking hunter safety. Before, you couldn't get a license unless you had hunter safety. And we're just a little worried about the long-term effect on that, because hunter safety, you know, you go from the 1950s, 1960s, beginning in the 1970s, you've seen constantly the dropping of you know, hunter accidents has dropped drastically. And then we took the giant step in this state to put deer hunters up in trees, and that really finished off the safety issue, because now you can see above the ground. You can see a lot better viewing of what you're shooting at versus being on the ground looking, you know, in at level terrain. And that made a big difference in the safety. But then we had a spike in you know, people falling on a tree stand. So instead of somebody shooting somebody, we had, or right, injuring somebody that way, we had the issue of people out falling on a tree stands. It didn't take long, and knowing a few people who did that, and tree stand safety has skyrocketed, including the use of safety harnesses and belts have greatly improved in the industry. So those safety issues are, you know, as long as you do your job, you should be easily not have any issues about worrying about falling on a tree, even if you fall asleep.
Mm-hmm. Tom, tell us about your buck poll contest.
Yeah, it's the 30th annual, Greg. It's hard to believe that we've been doing this for 30 years. It's Michigan's largest free buck poll. There's 7,000 in cash and prizes going to be given out tomorrow. No entry fee. Just bring your deer. The only thing it has to be, the deer has to be sitting on the pole at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Once 6 o'clock comes, you can come take your deer and go on to the next buck hole or wherever you're going to go for tomorrow. So, definitely one of the big events in this area for sure. It's been going on for a long time and we love doing it. The whole Knutson family, all our employees, we all enjoy taking that day and, giving back to all the customers who help make us as good as we are.
What's new in equipment, Tom? Anything?
Like I say, that 450 Bushmaster, that gun, when the state changed that seems to be the hot ticket. There's a few new scents that are in spray cans versus traditional bottles that people are used to having little drips and stuff. There's a lot of aerosol, timed aerosol, where you can actually click on the can and it will spray every so often, kind of like your Glade in your bathroom when you want to spray every so often. This type of stuff, these cans will do that type of stuff, and that seems to be quite a bit of what's going on in that side of the world. The clothing's pretty much standard. There really isn't a lot of changes in clothing.
Mm-hmm.
There hasn't been any new super advances in materials over the last 5 to 10 years that has changed that drastically. So basically scent washes, those type of things are what's definitely some of the newer things. And of course, there's always somebody making a new world's greatest deer supplement or a deer feed, that type of thing.
Tom, are you seeing people from out of town hunting in the area?
We'll start seeing them today. Today, traditionally, they come in. But the difference is, Greg, this is a Wednesday hunt. This is a Wednesday opener. Not many people will take off not everybody can take off of work tomorrow, take off of school, that type of thing. So it's going to be a down opener, because of that. There's just no way around it. The state continues to use, the 15th as its, opening days as opposed to, making it a standard Saturday opener. So, we're going to see about a 30% difference between a Saturday opener and a Wednesday opener, number of hunters. So you don't get the people traveling in near as much as you would on the Saturday opener.
Is there?
It's just a timing issue.
Yeah. Is there a reason behind that, Tom?
You asked me, Greg. I've been working hard. I've been working with Representative Alexander to try to get this resolved. I've been blue in the face. There's supposed to be something in Lansing right now to change it to a Saturday opener, but mm-hmm. Representative Howell up there doesn't. I don't know. If it goes to committee, I've been promised that I'd be able to talk to committee, but I haven't seen anything or heard anything moving on that recently.
Yeah, we seem to talk about that every year.
We do, Greg, and it's really sad. I mean, it doesn't cost the state anything. It's a day, it's a time, but it only gives benefits to everybody. And they just did a deer survey. The people say, oh, we want to keep it. But when in the middle of that survey, it says, what day do you hunt most? By 30%, more people hunt on Saturday than any other day of the
sure.
week. It's common sense. I mean, it's just pure common sense.
It's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer. Simple, free money. Free,
crazy.
Free. It's free. So, and you throw it away. And it's going to be 8 more years before we see a Saturday. Because of the way leap year falls, we'll have a Friday, and then we'll skip Saturday and have a Sunday.
So 5:30 is the deadline tomorrow, right?
5:30 has to be hanging on the pole by 5:30. But it has to be, yes. Hanging before 5:30, can take it off at 6. We'll do the prize giveaway in between that.
7,000 in cash and prizes.
7,000 cash and prizes, 5 different shoulder mounts to be given away. And those are random. There's the $500 cash prize is a random draw.
Mm-hmm.
That's any deer. It doesn't matter what size it is. We do have a prize for the biggest buck and second biggest buck and most points. But the top prizes all are going to random draw. So it could be the smallest buck on the pole tomorrow. As long as it's a legal buck, that person could walk away with $500 cash.
Hopefully a big day.
Or one of 5 shoulder mounts.
Hopefully a big day for you guys tomorrow.
Oh, let's hope so. Yep, we're waiting for it.
Hey, thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Greg.
Appreciate it. Tom Knutson.